The Giants have added another candidate to their head coaching list as they plan to interview Denver Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. And Vance Joseph runs arguably the best defense in all of football for the last 2 years. The Denver Broncos has been an elite defensive unit, of course, headlined by guys like Nick Bonito, Pat Surtain, last year's Defensive Player of the Year. But Vance Joseph, throughout the entirety of his coaching career, has been one of the brightest defensive minds in the entire NFL. He's been a defensive coordinator for several different teams, and he is a former head coach, which is a huge selling point for the New York Giants, who do desire prior head coaching experience for their next hiring. So we're going to go ahead and break down Vance Joseph in today's episode. I'm Anthony Rivardo. This is Fireside Giants. Let's go ahead and break it down. Vance Joseph, like I said, he is a former head coach. Let's get that elephant out of the room immediately. He was the head coach of the Denver Broncos from 2017 to 2018, and he only had an 11-21 record. So not so great. He was a failed head coach, and those two seasons were really bad for the Denver Broncos. But in 2017, his defense ranked third in total yards allowed and was top five against both of the run and the pass, proving that even while being a head coach, he could still maintain an elite defense. Now, that defense did regress in 2018, but it was elite in 2017. It was about league average in 2018. And even though those 2 years were unsuccessful for him as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, he left the Broncos, became the defensive coordinator for the Cardinals. And then when Sean Payton was hired as the head coach of the Broncos, he brought Vance Joseph back to Denver to be his defensive coordinator. So he spent the last 7 years as a defensive coordinator proving that he can build a top 10 unit. He had one in Arizona, and of course he has the top unit in the NFL now with the Denver Broncos. So like I said, that is the elephant in the room, his failure as a head coach in the past. But as we know, the Giants have an interest in a retread head coach. They want a guy who's been in the chair before. Even if the guy wasn't completely successful during his prior stint as a head coach, they find it valuable to have a guy who has been in that role previously. Let me give a little bit more context, though, into why Vance Joseph's time as the Denver Broncos head coach wasn't entirely successful and why it might not have been entirely his fault. The offensive side of the ball, that's the main thing. Not that Vance Joseph did a bad job necessarily hiring people or anything. The Broncos, just simply put, did not have a quarterback during that two-year stretch. They had the likes of Case Keenum, Brock Osweiler, and Trevor Siemian. So not a whole lot of quarterback talent. It was only after Vance Joseph left town that the Denver Broncos decided to rebuild the quarterback room and eventually bring in Bo Nix. More on Bo Nix in a second here as we talk about a potential offensive coordinator selection for Vance Joseph. But diving back into it, Vance Joseph, what is he known for? Pass rush, an aggressive defense. I'm sure you've all seen the breakouts of Jonathan Cooper, of course, Nick Bonito, and those pass rushers up front for the Denver Broncos over the last two seasons. Now, they've also got Pat Surtain. That helps those pass rushers get home, but Pat Surtain also looks so great because the Denver Broncos have such a great pass rush in front of him. So as a guy with former head coaching experience, plenty of defensive coordinator experience, I honestly think that Vance Joseph is going to be looked at in the cycle as a very high floor candidate for head coaching jobs. Is he going to be the top candidate for the job for the New York Giants? Maybe, maybe not, but he's going to be looked at as a guy who has a higher floor than just any coordinator. There are a lot of different coordinators like Chris Shula, who we really like, the defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams, or Clint Kubiak, the OC for the Seattle Seahawks. Those guys have high ceilings, but they don't exactly have the highest floors because we don't know what they are. They've never been a head coach before, so we don't know what the floor looks like for them. Sometimes those really promising coordinators, well, they don't pan out. We've seen that so many times across the NFL. Of course, with the New York Giants, whether you're talking about a Ben McAdoo or a Joe Judge or most recently a Brian Daboll, he had some early success, but sometimes the coordinators just don't translate to the head coaching gig. There's a lot more that is involved with being a head coach than just calling plays on one side of the ball. You got to be CEO. You got to be able to oversee the entirety of the team. Vance Joseph has done that before, and he's probably learned some lessons from his failures during his first stint as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. Now he's looking for another opportunity. But let's dive a little bit more into the stats and discuss why Vance Joseph is one of the hottest names in the head coaching cycle right now. Let's look at that pass rush that I mentioned. For two straight years, the Denver Broncos have led the NFL in sacks. They had a franchise record 63 sacks in 2024, and then they broke that franchise record with 68 total sacks in 2025. That's pretty impressive. In 2025, the Denver Broncos also ranked third in points allowed during the regular season at 18.3 points per game and second in total yards allowed at 278.2 yards per game, also first in net yards per pass attempt allowed. So Vance Joseph's defensive scheme is considered as selectively aggressive. They were only eighth in the NFL in blitz percentage on blitzing on only 25% of total snaps, but he does put out some very exotic defensive fronts. He's very multiple in his defensive line. He'll go 3-4, he'll go 4-3, and he'll generate pressure through that four-man pass rush, not using a ton of blitzes, but by kind of disguising where the pass rushers are coming from and moving them across the defensive line with those exotic front four looks. So he's very selective about when he blitzes. He doesn't blitz a ton. However, he does get the most out of those pass rushers. A lot of man coverage and a lot of just tight pass coverage and defense from Vance Joseph's unit over the last 2 years with the Denver Broncos. And honestly, guys, I'm imagining Brian Burns in this defense. Listen, Brian Burns had 16.5 sacks with Shane Bowen and Charlie Bolin as his defensive coordinator. Nick Benito was close behind him. He had 14 sacks this past season, and he had Vance Joseph coaching him. Now imagine taking the 16.5 sacks of Brian Burns while playing under a terrible defensive coordinator and putting him under a guy like Vance Joseph. He could actually put up some ridiculous numbers, as could Abdul Carter and Dexter Lawrence. All of those guys would be perfect fits and dream players for Vance Joseph's defense. He predicates his defense on having a strong front four passing pass rushing attack. He also does, though, get the most out of cornerbacks. All of the cornerbacks that have been acquired by the Denver Broncos over the last several years have been maximized by the pass coverage scheme of Vance Joseph. He's a very smart defensive coordinator. His coverages are not so easy to read, and he gets the most out of all of these pass coverage guys, of course, with Defensive Player of the Year, Pat Surtain. So just imagining what this defense could look like if the Giants actually upgraded at cornerback. I actually think Paulson Adebo would be a good fit in this defensive scheme. I think Vance Joseph will get the most out of Paulson Adebo. And obviously, like I said, the pass rush in front of Adebo and these other cornerbacks with Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, and Dexter Lawrence, that unit is expected to take a big step forward no matter who the Giants hire really in this cycle in 2026. But if it's Vance Joseph, expect it to be absolute havoc wreaked on opposing quarterbacks. So I think those are the big selling points for Vance Joseph. Again, having a high floor with prior head coaching experience, even if it wasn't the greatest experience, just having the experience is valuable. Vance Joseph is widely regarded as a player's coach and a really good disciplinary guy. He would bring the accountability that the New York Giants are looking for and the leadership. I don't think that was ever a problem for him when he was the head coach of the Denver Broncos. Really, the criticism for him back then was that he didn't have a good offense and he didn't do a good job of overseeing both sides of the ball. Yes, he coached a good defense, but he didn't hire the great pick at OC, and the Broncos never had a quarterback for him to actually get the most out of. Now, with the New York Giants, of course, they've got Jackson Dart. And for any head coach that they hire, what's priority number one? Making sure that you have a good plan in place to develop Jackson Dart. So what would Vance Joseph's plan be as a defensive-minded head coach to develop the New York Giants' second-year quarterback? Well, there's actually a pretty interesting answer to that question, and it starts with a familiar face who is now coaching on the Denver Broncos sidelines along with Vance Joseph. That name is Davis Webb. Many of you probably do remember Davis Webb. He was a quarterback for the New York Giants. He was a mid-round draft pick and a backup quarterback for several years towards the tail end of Eli Manning's career, but he has gone on since to become a coach under Sean Payton. However, he actually started coaching in 2022. He was a member of the New York Giants as a quarterback on their roster, but he didn't suit up on game days. He was a third-string quarterback, and he's actually been given a lot of credit for the coaching that he did during that season. He worked collaboratively, not just with Brian Daboll, the head coach, who took him under his wing. I believe Davis Webb also has some experience as a practice squad quarterback with the Buffalo Bills. That's where him and Brian Daboll became friendly. Then he comes to the New York Giants as a backup quarterback, and he actually did a lot of coaching for the Giants in that 2022 season, helping Daniel Jones maximize his potential. Of course, at the time, that was the best season of Daniel Jones's career. Davis Webb has been given a lot of credit. Go ahead and read about it. Davis Webb has been given a lot of credit for helping Daniel Jones and the quarterbacks in that room get up to speed and help with their development. And Brian Daboll has given him glowing reviews in the past. So after that experience in 2022 of being a player coach, he then went on 2023 and started coaching under Sean Payton. So now he is currently the passing game coordinator on the offensive side of the ball under Sean Payton, and he is the quarterback's coach. He has been for the last two seasons, coaching, of course, Bo Nix. And Bo Nix has had a lot of success early in his career, gone to the playoffs twice. I believe the Broncos are the one seed this season, so that, of course, is a huge selling point if you want to look at Davis Webb and the work that he's done with Bo Nix. Of course, Bo Nix had 29 passing touchdowns last season. That was a rookie record, and he's honestly not my favorite quarterback, not my cup of tea exactly. I think he is quite a bit of a game manager, but considering what he was coming out of college and considering what he is now, I don't think there's any doubting the fact that Sean Payton and Davis Webb have found a way to maximize that quarterback talent. So again, a lot of it really is Sean Payton. Sean Payton is a longtime NFL head coach and a longtime great offensive mastermind. So you give the majority of the credit for their offensive success, of course, to Sean Payton. But read about it. Bo Nix, he has given a lot of praise to Davis Webb. Daniel Jones, a ton of praise to Davis Webb. So I think it's very interesting when you look at the potential pairing that you could have here with Vance Joseph as the defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos. If he gets hired in a head coaching job, Benjamin Albright, is another NFL insider, actually lofted that idea out there and said, if Joseph gets hired for a head coaching job, do expect Davis Webb to be part of the mix for him to select as an offensive coordinator. And Davis Webb is not only a hot name as an offensive coordinator in this hiring cycle, he is a name that some insiders expect to get some buzz as a potential head coaching candidate. Yeah, that's right. He might jump all the way from QB coach to head coach because there are teams that really value his ability to connect with and develop quarterbacks. Very important detail there. He could kind of be like the next Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, you know, a quarterback's coach who gains a lot of notoriety at that assistant level and then quickly jumps into that head coaching spot. That's how people view Davis Webb. And right now, the New York Giants are one of these teams that could potentially view him as their solution on the offensive side of the ball. He could be the offensive coordinator that pairs with Jackson Dart and tries to develop him and get the most out of him while working under the tutelage, of course, of Vance Joseph as the head coach. So this is one of many head coaching interviews that we're going to hear about. In fact, there was another one that came out today after Vance Joseph. Lou Anarumo, the Giants have officially requested to interview him for their head coaching job. That's the Colts defensive coordinator. I'm going to have a further breakdown on him tomorrow, probably discussing that with Alex on the channel. But today, just discussing Vance Joseph here as the Broncos defensive coordinator who could get his second attempt at being a head coach, this time with the New York Giants. Now, what is the likelihood that he gets hired by the Giants? I don't think it's necessarily impossible. I know a lot of Giants fans are looking at guys like Mike McCarthy, Chris Shula, Kevin Stefanski. Some of these guys have gotten more interest, more conversation sparks. Vance Joseph seems to be flying under the radar a little bit, but I have seen his name pop up quite a few times. Jordan Rannan of ESPN has brought him up as a guy that the Giants like. Benjamin Albright, that insider, has also brought him up as a guy that the Giants might like. And there have been a few other insiders that have connected Vance Joseph to the New York Giants. I think that the Giants have a short list right now of former head coaches who could be retread candidates for them, Vance Joseph, of course, being on that list, and I think this is the list that they want to select from. So that's going to include Vance Joseph, it's going to include Kevin Stefanski, it's going to include Mike McCarthy, and many other candidates that have prior head coaching experience. Vance Joseph having that experience, even though he wasn't a successful head coach, it's valuable experience nonetheless, and it's something that the New York Giants are definitely prioritizing in the cycle. I know Joe Shane spoke to the media yesterday. He said it's not something that they're prioritizing. They're looking at all candidates. He's going to say that because he doesn't want to deter anybody from potentially interviewing for the job. He doesn't want anybody to feel like they're going to be interviewed with a curve. But that's not going to be the case in the matter for Vance Joseph, because that head coaching experience, it's going to be one of the reasons that they do interview him, and it's going to be one of the reasons why he's probably a top candidate for the job. And I'm not going to lie to you, I think the idea of pairing Davis Webb with Jaxson Dart is really exciting. I think Davis Webb really is one of the brightest offensive minds in the game of football right now in terms of young coaches who could soon become coordinators and quickly after that become a head coach. Davis Webb, definitely one of the hottest names. He's kind of like Mike Kafka in many ways, as a player who had some, you know, had a kind of brief NFL playing career, then quickly moved to become a player's coach, then became a coach on the sidelines. Mike Kafka really did the same thing. He's a former quarterback who then, of course, coached under Andy Reid and is now the interim head coach slash offensive coordinator for the New York Giants. Davis Webb could find himself under a very similar career path. So, one of those up-and-coming bright names. If you want Vance Joseph, you probably want him because you like the idea of him pairing Jaxson Dart with Davis Webb, who, again, has done monumental things to aid in the development of Bo Nix, and also did a lot to help Brian Daboll develop Daniel Jones back in 2022. So it's an interesting idea here, Vance Joseph. Let's talk a little bit more about his schematics. So he shifted away from that Vic Fangio shell. I'm sure many of you know Vic Fangio. He used to be a coach for the Denver Broncos as well. He's widely regarded as arguably the best defensive coordinator in all of football. He's currently with the Philadelphia Eagles. Vic Fangio is known for running a heavy zone coverage attack that has obviously the four-man rush like we saw in the Super Bowl versus the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's very exotic in its defensive front. So it's a little bit similar with Vance Joseph, but he's kind of gone away from that in recent seasons, running a little bit more man coverage and blitzing quite a bit less than he has in the past. And that has, you know, added to the success of the Denver Broncos. So changing that, not being that blitz from anywhere kind of guy, not blitzing constantly like he used to, Vance Joseph, he's gone with more of a selective approach to being aggressive, calculated risks, not constantly blitzing, not a Wink Martindale style defense, if that's kind of what you want to compare it to. It's not exactly Shane Bowen defense where you only rush four and you drop into cover two man all day long. It's not exactly that. There is man coverage, there is blitzing mixed in, but he doesn't blitz at nearly as high of a rate as we would have expected from a guy coming from the Fangio tree. So, and again, like I said, Davis Webb coming in with him, that would be really exciting. Now, it's not necessarily a guarantee. Davis Webb has to decide that he actually wants to leave the tutelage of Sean Payton. I think that's a hard sell for anybody. If you're working under Sean Payton, you're starting to get buzz as a potential head coaching candidate. You might not want to leave that environment. You might want to stay in it. However, if Davis Webb does leave, he's probably going to look at the opportunity to coach Jaxson Dart on the big stage under the bright lights of New York City and say, hey, if I'm going to become a head coach, it's going to be because I had success there in New York. Now, that is a challenge here for the Giants to consider if they do hire a defensive-minded head coach. Defensive-minded head coaches need to come with a plan on the offensive side of the ball. The problem is, if that plan does pan out, usually, those offensive coordinators get hired as head coaches, and then you're back to square one, hiring a new offensive coordinator, rebuilding the offense, and trying to pair a guy that matches with your quarterback again. That is one of the challenges of hiring a defensive-minded head coach, which is why you see across the NFL, a lot of those offensive-minded head coaches last just a little bit longer. It's harder to replace an offensive coordinator than it is a defensive coordinator. That's just the absolute reality of the situation. So that's why I've made the argument. I want to see the Giants go after an offensive-minded head coach like a Stefanski, maybe a McCarthy, maybe a Kubiak, one of those guys, and have them bring in maybe a former head coach as the defensive coordinator, kind of like Sean Payton did with Vance Joseph here, and like Nick Sirianni of the Eagles brought in Vic Fangio, a failed head coach, to just be an elite defensive coordinator like the 49ers have right now with Kyle Shanahan as an offensive-minded head coach, bringing in Robert Saleh to be a defensive coordinator. Of course, he's a former head coach of the New York Jets, and he's an elite defensive coordinator. That's the formula that I prefer. I think when you go with a defensive-minded head coach who's going to bring in an offensive coordinator, you run the risk of him bringing in a former head coach as OC and getting a Jason Garrett kind of guy who's fizzled out as a head coach because the reality of it was his offense wasn't good anymore, and now you're just stuck with a bum play caller. That happens sometimes. It happened to the New York Giants. Or you get a defensive-minded head coach who brings in an offensive coordinator that's on the cutting edge, but it doesn't really pan out like that. Maybe he isn't the rising star that you thought he was, and that is a risk that you run with a guy like Davis Webb, or you run the opposite risk. He is the rising star you believe him to be, and 1 year later, 2 years later, he's got a head coaching job, and now you're back to hiring a new offensive coordinator. So those are some of the challenges when you hire a defensive coach. Of course, you could say the same things about an offensive coach. Their elite defensive coordinator that you hire could move on after a couple years and you're back at square one. That's absolutely true. But just when you're looking at the NFL's playoff pool right now of the 14 teams, 9 of them feature offensive-minded head coaches paired with elite defensive coordinators. That is the current strategy that's working 65% of the time according to the playoff pool in the NFL, but also just outside of the playoff pool, you've got teams like the Minnesota Vikings. They are considered to have one of the best coaching staffs in football. Offensive-minded coach in Kevin O'Connell with an elite defensive coordinator as a former head coach in Brian Flores. The Kansas City Chiefs are not in the playoffs this year, but Andy Reid is an O-minded coach with, of course, Steve Spagnuolo, a failed head coach who's an elite defensive coordinator. That is the formula, honestly. So if you're going with Vance Joseph, there is a lot to like, and I gave him a lot of praise in this. His defenses truly are elite. He knows how to get a pass rush going. He knows how to maximize talent on the defensive side of the ball. But what's his plan for the offense, and is that a long-term sustainable plan, or do you run the risk of him losing his offensive coordinator after a couple of successful seasons with Jackson Dart? I think you do run that risk. But again, to wrap it up on a positive here, before I wrap it up on any positive notes about Vance Joseph, let me just give you my take on where he might rank in my rankings for a potential head coach. Vance Joseph is probably a B-tier candidate for me. He wouldn't be in the A-tier. He definitely wouldn't be in the S-tier, but I can't lie. The idea of this defensive talent playing in a Vance Joseph system is pretty exciting to me. I think Brian Burns would be an absolute menace in the system. I think Dexter Lawrence returns to glory. I think Abdul Carter turns into an absolute superstar. And I do think that some of these cornerbacks, like a Cordell Flott, if the Giants extend him, would have a lot of success in this defensive unit. I really like Vance Joseph and his ability to scheme things with both man and zone, be very exotic in his front, and be disguising in his coverage. So I think that's a big selling point. He's definitely in B tier because of the idea of him bringing Davis Webb. Now, again, that's not a guarantee that he brings Davis Webb. He could bring Davis Webb. Davis Webb could pass on the opportunity, or he could have something else in mind and bring in a different offensive coordinator. Who knows what exactly he does on the offensive coordinator spot. But the possibility of him bringing Davis Webb, one of these rising star offensive coordinators, that's really exciting. And I think the Vance Joseph Davis Webb pairing would be one that all of us as Giants fans, maybe we don't fully buy into immediately. We have to be a little bit jaded at this point. Got to wait and see for success and results, but we'd probably have a lot of intrigue and optimism with that hiring. Vance Joseph, maybe not the most exciting hiring since, you know, he had the awful head coaching record in the 2 seasons that he was there with the Denver Broncos as their head coach. He only had 11 wins across 2 seasons. That's pretty bad. His offense was really bad both of those years. But I think he's learned a lot from them, from that time period as a head coach. I think he would have a better plan for the offensive side of the ball this time around. And this time he'd have a quarterback, and I believe the Giants have one with Jackson Dart. So there is upside here to get a better head coach out of Vance Joseph this time around than what the Broncos had about 9 seasons ago now. So it's been almost 10 years of him as a defensive coordinator. I think he is probably ready for a second shot at the head coaching job. This would be, you know, got to get it right this time. Otherwise, you're probably not getting a third opportunity if you're Vance Joseph. But personally speaking, he's in the B tier for me. He's not my favorite candidate. I wouldn't be absolutely livid if they hired him. You know, I would maybe be a little bit underwhelmed. Like I've told you guys, I lean more towards an offensive-minded coach for the reasons that I mentioned. And Vance Joseph's prior failures as a head coach are definitely a red flag for me. I don't think his ceiling is nearly as high as some of these other candidates, but he does have a high floor, I would think. The Giants' defense would be elite under Vance Joseph. And if he does bring Davis Webb, then I could see him being a really good hiring. But again, there's a lot of what-ifs and unknowns here that I'm still trying to determine and that we need more information on. So Vance Joseph, a quality coach who's got an elite defense behind him, who has experience, who is accountable, who is disciplined. Those are all the traits that the Giants are looking for. Do expect him to be among the top candidates for the job. I assume he's going to interview well, and I assume the Giants are going to have a lot of interest in bringing in a guy who coaches this good of a defense. So keep an eye on Vance Joseph. I'll continue to update you on him. I hope you guys did enjoy this breakdown on Vance Joseph and the way it kind of tailspinned into a conversation about an offensive coordinator, potentially Davis Webb, and what that would mean for the Giants long-term as they try and build an offense around Jackson Dart. But nevertheless, guys, do make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe to the channel if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.
Perfect.